Well, happy good morning to you all. It's a Friday morning. We're glad you can make it back with us. This is Bob Wise with Forgotten Word. I am with Forgotten Word Ministries, and we want to talk a little bit today about a new Bible, or not a new Bible, but a Bible that it's for teenagers. And I want to kind of tell you a little bit about this Bible. It's not a good thing, I don't believe, for kids to have. It's but let's kind of, you know, it's a dangerous thing if kids get their hands on the wrong stuff, and that's really what I'm worried about. Is that you know, kids need to read, teenagers need to have the Word of God, the truth, not a bunch of garbage that's you know, that's been thrown together because it fits the teen motif and it's today's thing, you know. But it's the new International Version Teen Study Bible, and it, you know, while it does explain many subjects and provides teens with some helpful insights for their teenage world, the Teen Study Bible also, folks, it contains some very disturbing information. You know, it's especially disturbing in light of the impressionable and often, you know, confused teenage mind that, you know, we can think back, us folks that are not teenagers anymore, that's got a little age on us, can think back and realize we weren't just the sharpest guys in the tacks in the box when we was teenagers. We thought we knew everything. Believe me, we thought we knew everything. But we soon learned we didn't. And any self-respecting person, Christian or not, can look back and realize and admit that when we were teenagers, we thought we knew a whole lot more than we did. And that's really what that's what I'm looking at here. But, you know, Zondervan is the one who reviewed it, edited it, approved it, and published it. And that's kind of, you know, it doesn't say much for them, I guess, but in my opinion. But the Zondervan Teen Study Bible is in the typical in-your-face, extreme, radical, graphic, colorful, hip, cool style that supposedly appeals to the average teenager. Now, throughout this teen Bible study, folks, there's various notes addressing topics specifically relating to these kids, such as dating, sex, self-image, let's see, what else, school, drugs, and all this other stuff. Most of the topics are explained in a fairly conservative, which is good, evangelical, though watered-down manner. Scattered throughout the teen study Bible are 20 colorful full-color pages that Zondervan describes as a Christian perspective on contemporary issues and giving biblical answers to the toughest questions asked by today's teens. I'm going to read a little bit of this here. It says, what does this say? These pages easily stand out from all other pages. They are more thicker, or excuse me, they are much thicker and much more graphic and colorful. As one of this reviewer said, as I first thumbed through the teen Bible, my eyes instinctively stopped at these pages. Each page gives a stylish, colorful, wow teen graphic presentation discussing a specific topic. The topics discussed are sex, money, death, stress, guilt, school, addiction, entertainment, prayer, witnessing, self-image, church, dating, friends, parents, and siblings. It is some of the information on these pages that's alarming, this guy says. These pages give the standard dictionary definition for the topic, and then Zondervan provides an alternative definition for the topic. Now, here's where I'm afraid, folks, is what we're going to start seeing as the problem. You know, when you give a definition of why maybe what a dictionary or the Bible says, and then you give an alternative definition, you start treading in some dangerous waters there. The alternative definition is obviously aimed directly at the Christian teenager, naturally. That's what this teen Bible is all about. Let me look for an example here in this review I was reading earlier. Here you go. For instance, on the color presentation page for money, the teen Bible gives the standard dictionary meaning, money, M-U-N-E-E, the official currency, as coins and paper notes issued by a government. And the teen alternative definition given is a harmless, what you never have enough of when you go to the mall. So this guy says, okay, no problem. Most of the alternative definitions are trivial, But some of them are hard to believe. And then he goes on to say, take the topic of sex. The Teen Study Bible gives a standard dictionary definition. Okay, so far, there you go. The standard dictionary definition of sex, I don't think should be in there anyway, but okay, it's there. The alternative definition is disgusting. Now remember, this is aimed directly at impressionable Christian teenagers. The alternative definition in the 1993 edition of this Zondervan's Teen Study Bible, their definition, the alternative definition for sex is another fun thing mean adults tell teenagers to keep away from. Now, how sick is that? How sick is that? I'm going to tell every parent out there that can hear my voice. If you have a teenager, or if you have kids that are grown up and they've got kids, and anybody's got one of these NIV Teen Study Bibles by Zondervan, you get them to throw it out. Throw it out. Don't worry about saying, oh, it's a Bible, I can't destroy it. No, it's not even a Bible. Anything that had that kind of garbage in it, certainly not the Word of God. So don't feel bad about it. Don't feel alarmed about it. Don't be afraid. Throw that piece of trash in the garbage. As this guy in this review was saying, he said, are you listening? Sex is another fun thing mean adults tell teenagers to keep away from. Does anyone seriously believe that such an alternative definition would discourage hormone-crazy Christian teenagers to abstain from sex? Is that not like throwing fuel on the fire? Can you imagine a parent telling their daughter, yes, honey, we don't want you to have sex because it's so much fun? How sickening. Folks, that's just scary. I mean, scary. Let's compare the Teen Study Bible's alternative definition of with God's alternative definition of sex. 2 Timothy 2:22 in 2 Timothy says, a lot of twos in there, isn't it? Everybody ought to remember this. Just think of Timothy and then 2 Timothy. So 2 Timothy 2:22. Flee also youthful lust, but follow righteousness, faith, charity, peace with them that call on the Lord out of a pure heart. Now, God says not just abstain, you know, from youthful lust, but to flee from youthful lust. In other words, run from them as fast and as far as you can. Flee from them. Flee means run away, folks. You ever, you know, if you're fleeing from a horde of bees or a stampeding herd of cattle, and you want to flee from them, you're running away as fast as you can. So it's a youthful lust will destroy and defile more innocent teenagers now than any other temptation. And they can never, ever get that purity and innocence back, folks. You hear me? It's a serious thing. No amount of tears, praying, repenting, or sorrow can restore that beautiful, God-given purity. And despite the world's perverted macho attitude, it is as sinful and as tragic for the teenage boy as it is for the teenage girl. Sick, and we need to make sure we're not promoting this kind of stuff. And here's a book they're calling a teenage teen Bible, the Word of God, with this garbage in it. 1 Corinthians 6:18 says, flee fornication. Every sin that a man doeth is without the body, but he that committeth fornication sinneth against his own body. You see that? Galatians 5:19-21 says, now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, all kinds of things, witchcraft, idolatry, hatred. You know, just tons of stuff. You know, stay away from that stuff. That's bad and stuff. And here we're telling these kids it's fun. It's fun. There's so many warnings in the Bible about that kind of stuff. There's no way it can be a fun thing mean old nasty adults are telling kids to keep away from. I tell you. Now, in 1998, I want to tell you, because remember I said this is the 93 edition. Zondervan's Teen Study Bible changed the alternative definition for sex. It took 5 years to do so. But somebody at Zondervan finally woke up, or maybe somebody actually read a King James Bible. I guess it could happen, you know. Of course, the alternative definition, the 98, lacks much to be desired when compared to God's serious warning of fornication. The 1998 alternative definition for sex reads, a three-letter word with some really long consequences. How sad is that, huh? It's better than it used to be, but still sad. It's still sad. Another troubling alternative definition is given for prayer. The great preacher, remember John Wesley? In his day, he was a fantastic preacher. He'd roll over in his grave to see the Methodist Church the way it is today. But in his day, he was a dynamic preacher. John Wesley said, God does nothing but in answer to prayer. The German reformer Martin Luther said of prayer, none can believe how powerful prayer is and what it is able to effect. Now, are you ready for the Zondervan definition and their teen Bible's alternative definition for prayer? Now, remember, 1 Thessalonians 5:17 commands us to pray without ceasing. Zondervan says, here's their alternative definition for prayer. You might want to get your pen ready. We'll write this down, okay? You surely want to record it. Now, listen. Here it is. Prayer. Talking to the ceiling and wondering if anybody's listening. Are you joking me? Listen to what I just said. Zondervan's Teen Study Bible says prayer means talking to the ceiling and wondering if anybody's listening. Now, I'll be honest with me. Don't that make you just want to run to your prayer closet and pray to God right now? Yeah, it does, but not that way, but because teens are listening to this garbage, this crap, this trash. That's pitiful. How can that possibly encourage a teenager to pray? Where is there any application of faith and believing in talking to a ceiling? It's sickening. It's just sickening. The very first requirement to please God is to believe that He is not simply talking to the ceiling and wondering if anybody's listening. It's sickening. Ah, I tell you. I mean, there's so much in there. Here's another one. The Teen Study Bible alternative definition for church is what you have to get dressed up for so you can be bored for an hour at a morning service. Isn't that pathetic? Now, that's helpful to get kids ready for church, ain't it? That makes you, boy, they read that and say, what do I want to go to church for? Boy, oh, boy, boy. Sickening. Boring. The definition of church is what you have to get dressed up for so you can be bored for an hour at the morning service. Whew. Unbelievable, huh? Here's one for witnessing. I'm about out of time, but we're going to try to get this in here. Alternative definition in the Teen Study Bible for witnessing. Witnessing is one of the most important and neglected duties a Christian can do. Now, and that's just a fact. Not only a duty, folks, but it's an honor to tell someone about the wonderful Lord Jesus. What greater joy is there, right? The Bible says that that's what it is. This Teen Study's alternative definition for witnessing is a shame and mockery of the precious blood of the Lord Jesus. Here's their definition for witnessing. A way to get friends to laugh at you by telling them about God. A way to get friends to laugh at you by telling them about God. That's what witnessing is. Does anybody, including these morons, believe that the Lord Jesus is a joke? God help us. Listen, I could go on and on, but I'm out of time. Get rid of that Teen Study Bible that Zondervan published. If you got one, folks, pass the word along. It's dangerous for your children. God bless you. See you again next Monday, folks.